I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
What was okay.
It's episode 65. Mm-hmm. And this is too sweet, so. Oops.
Oopsie.
All right.
Let's shit. Excuse me.
You gonna keep shirt off the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
What you need?
Fanta. Jesus. Oh. Big Remy straight. It's not for everybody. Yeah. Jesus.
All right, let's go. Yo, what up? Episode 65 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building.
Yeah, I want to come on
69. 69?
Episode 69.
All right, we're going to bring you back on episode 69. We got homie Fast the Barber in the building. What's
Woo,
up?
Woo, where the mic at?
Woo! Applause button. Woo! And of course, Big Homie JoJo, what's up?
Well, hello.
How you doing? You good? Yes. Are you healing from your devastating injuries?
Yeah,
that are causing you traumatic.
And I'm finna find you, bitch, for hitting me and running, both.
They're causing you traumatic physical and emotional distress.
Stupid bitch.
And we really want every dime that we can get from this incident.
Hello. You
know, she's suffering.
I was in the car, too.
Yeah. And I was hurt by having to see her, so I'm suffering as well. Mm-hmm. Y'all suffering, too?
Yeah.
Traumatic distress.
That's traumatic. So we all need checks.
See, my titty bigger than the other one now, so yeah, I need that check.
I don't know. Yeah, we need to check for that too. Ladies, how y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
Y'all
good?
Good. Team light skinned over here.
Light
skinned,
period.
With the shades.
Oh, y'all Puerto Rican too?
Yeah.
You got the Puerto Rican.
Hello, Boricua.
That's my sister. Okay. I just found her.
Oh, okay. That was you
y'all
did.
That's why the hair is straight. Y'all got it the makes Puerto Rican.
Y'all got the Puerto Rican flag tatted on y'all?
No, not yet.
We actually from the Virgin Islands.
Oh, okay.
But that's like right there next to Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Our whole family Puerto Rican.
So how the fuck are y'all Puerto Rican?
My dad Puerto Rican. He was born in Puerto Rico. My mama was born in St. Croix, Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it, let's get it.
Y'all just island now.
Y'all just island hopping.
Mm-hmm. Island to island.
Island to island.
Now I'm a city girl.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Okay.
City, you're an island gal.
Time to drink.
Anyway.
Island gal.
Island gal. Anyway, man, so we got Big Homie Bonnie pulling up allegedly. You know, we're not gonna, one monkey don't stop no show. We're not waiting for nobody on them. I ain't meant to call her a monkey. That was rude. She not no
you
monkey.
You meant to say she got a monkey on her back.
She do got a monkey on her back.
She got a monkey on her back. Are you sweating?
It's hot. It's hot in here.
I ain't gonna lie.
Every big nigga in Atlanta got a sweat rag on them right now.
First of all, I need some elbow room.
That liquor make it hell hot.
I mean, it be like
that
this.
That squeeze in on them. Yeah.
I mean, it be like this.
Yeah.
Two big niggas.
Smell like just bacon grease all on you.
Basically.
You got a double pebby.
Charcoal.
Yeah. Look at you.
Please shut the hell up.
Look with
like
the cheese.
Puerto Rican double stack.
I look like a good burger and y'all look like a Mondo burger. So...
Boo! Boo! That joke stinks.
You do.
Anyway,
Mondo burger.
Yeah.
You want a good burger? You want a good burger?
Y'all don't watch this over here. Looking like
orange
it?
Soda face ass.
You.
I don't think this chair gonna make it through this episode. But we're gonna see.
Hey, so let's get into the first topic where we talk about the porch things going on in pop culture and society, entertainment, and all that shit. So earlier this week, we saw Auntie Monique get on Instagram and say women need to stop wearing their bonnets out in public. Are y'all wearing y'all bonnets out?
Hell of a yes.
Why y'all doing that ratchet shit? You wear your bonnet out?
Do you wear a do-rag out? You ain't got
right. Hair. Yeah.
You ain't got no hair, but so, you wear your do-rag.
Modern problems require modern solutions. I don't have hair. What else you got?
I'm just saying, niggas wear their do-rag out.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
A do-rag is to keep the waves down.
Yeah.
No,
what's the bonnet for?
Y'all just I put on like a do-rag because if y'all don't got a haircut.
What's right. The issue? Like, what's the issue?
Yeah, what's
y'all
the problem?
Y'all look
is
ratchet.
Is it bothering
no,
y'all?
No, you look natural.
You look like you about to steal free candy.
People that wear bonnets, I do look like they steal.
Free candy.
Oh, no.
It's free and y'all still
you know, yeah. It don't matter if she had a bonnet on or if she didn't have a bonnet on. Y'all still gonna try to smash, so don't even matter.
It's getting, again, is getting smashed. The is that what y'all going after? As long as I get dick, I'm good.
No, so but I'm saying like y'all don't care for
y'all getting beat in bonnets. The bonnet beat brigade.
Yes,
who the fuck about to sweat out their hair?
Y'all niggas supposed to love you at that point.
Exactly.
Like, I'm pulling the bonnet off.
Either way, if you going up the road to the store or something, you what the point is doing your hair? Like, yeah, right.
I had to ask a question on Instagram.
So once I wear a scarf.
It's the same thing.
Oh, I got a homie at the door. Keep talking, I'll be back.
It's not the same thing.
Yes, it's the same
a scarf
thing.
And a bonnet. A bonnet goes over your head like a cap.
Scarf goes over your head.
But you're tired.
So you don't like seeing no.
So it's like a bandana. Why does it bother you guys?
So you saying it's like a bandana when you wear the scarf? And
yeah, a little wrong. I love when y'all wear that scarf. And then your little hair, your little edges laid. Cause that's
what do we look like with a bonnet on? Like, what is it?
What's the difference between wearing a bonnet and wearing a hat?
Yeah.
Like the shape of it?
Y'all want girls to look a certain way. We don't want
24/7.
You say 24/7, wear a bonnet in the house.
Y'all just care too much. Yes.
We don't care. A woman said it, not a man.
No, because y'all over there, yeah. Why y'all going out there like that? Yeah. Like, no. Y'all have a problem with it. Same thing. Like, well, I mean, it does look wretched. I just sometimes I be feeling like going out, I don't feel like doing my hair, so I keep my bonnet on.
Right.
Because it takes too much time. Like, if I'm just going to the store real quick, actually, I'm not going to wear my bonnet in the store, but I'm not going to lie to
you. I prefer
done
the hat and y'all hair not done when y'all put the hair hat.
I don't know.
So, what's the consensus? Y'all still going to wear y'all bonnets for these niggas?
Yeah.
I went outside to walk my dog with my bonnet on. All I did was wake up, go
outside.
Go outside, walk my dog, and motherfuckers was like...
I mean, if you in the comfort seat, you said she got her scarf on, that's wrong.
Hey, y'all.
Hello, Alexia. How you doing? You good?
How
are you?
Hey. Was trying to come in quietly, but you know.
Yeah.
We ain't doing nothing quiet.
Your water gave you away. How you doing? Alexia, do you wear your bonnet out?
I do.
Yes.
I wear my bonnet. I wear my scarf, like...
The scarf. It's see, that's good. Wrong. That look good.
This is how I go to the gym. This is how I go everywhere. This is how I'm mingling.
You go to the gym in your bonnet?
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, the thing is, y'all say that we look ratchet with the bonnet on. But whole time, if we take the bonnet off, like some ladies probably have like a wig or something that they need to glue down, but they don't have the time to go and then glue it and do it and do all of that.
Or you gotta go to the spot to go get the glue for your wig or
something
like that.
Yeah, and they just gotta go real fast and it just take too much time and have to go and do your hair. So regardless, they might look ratchet with
the
bonnet.
Because I ain't hit this hookah yet while you talking about bonnets and shit.
I'm gonna keep mentioning mine real quick.
Now go ahead, what were you about to say?
I'm saying y'all saying that women look ratchet with a bonnet on, like going outside, but if she was to take it off and her hair was fucked up, y'all would think the same exact thing. So it's like we don't give a fuck about pleasing none of y'all. It's about us, our time, and what we got time for. And we ain't got time sometimes to do our fucking hair.
I just want to know why it bothers y'all.
It don't bother nothing. I just think, you know, the shit just look ratchet.
I just think it's about what makes you comfortable at the end of the day. And I'm comfortable going outside with a bonnet on versus going outside with my hair looking crazy.
It looked the same. It come off the same way.
No, it doesn't.
Well, one day, like I had my hair, it was like in braids or whatever, but I had to take my daughter to school and I had my bonnet on. I was so fucking tired. I had got off work like 5:00 in the morning. She had to be in school by 8:00. So I was tired as fuck. I rolled out of bed. I didn't give a fuck. I threw some slippers on.
Did you get out of the car?
I was finna get out the car, and I'm like, damn, let me take this motherfucking bonnet off. Because
you know better.
Because I'm at the school. You know, it's my daughter's school. I don't want her to
So you don't wear the bonnet to school, but you'll wear it to the mall. So
I ain't gonna wear it to the mall. Where is the bonnet facility?
I feel like your bonnet doesn't say anything about you, first of all.
Mothers be tired.
Have y'all ever seen Beyonce in a bonnet?
Just because I have a bonnet on doesn't say anything about my
Beyonce work. Don't wear bonnets. I ain't ever seen Rihanna in a bonnet.
I promise you she be wearing bonnets.
You seen Cardi B in a motherfucking bonnet.
On live. With her bonnet
on.
Cardi B done stepped out looking crazy, okay?
Yeah,
that's period.
The thing is sometimes motherfuckers don't really care. Like, it is what it is. You can say whatever you're going to say, but I know when I get home and take this bonnet off and lay this wig or lay my hair or whatever, you're going to be...
yeah.
You ain't going to be saying shit. Hello.
Great.
And niggas be fucking bitches with bonnets on.
What's up, Bonnie? Bonnie, you wear bonnets?
No.
just leave the door. You good? Have a seat. Have a seat, Bonnie. How you doing? You good?
I'm good.
Hey, girl. Period.
We was talking about monkeys and shit earlier, and JoJo said you got a monkey on your back.
Hello. Wow.
And it.
But we was talking about bonnets and shit, so. Do you believe women should be outside wearing bonnets?
We can do whatever we want to do.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So next time y'all see a fat nigga take his shirt off, don't say nothing.
You look good, so I don't even know what the
I love that
is.
You just embrace it.
You just, ain't nothing a little belly.
Ain't nobody finna say nothing.
You gotta zoom in on the stomach.
It's a fat nigga friendly show today. I appreciate that.
Big I love woman. Big boys.
Yeah.
So I don't discriminate.
Yeah.
I love big boys.
Yeah. You know what? I want to talk about some real shit.
Let's talk about some real shit.
Because they always say big nigga season in the winter. But they forget we year round because when the summertime we cook, grill.
Facts. With the goddamn barbecue samples.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Look, ladies, y'all like big niggas?
I love big boys.
I like big boys.
You didn't sound too confident when you said that.
Teddy bear vibe.
You didn't sound too confident. You didn't say nothing at all.
Personally, I've never messed with a big man before. But I kind of would like to. They might be comfortable. Might keep me safe and warm. You know.
We're going to keep it full of dick. We're going to keep it full of dick.
She's shaking her hair right now.
You don't like big
boys? Let's hear from JoJo. What you going to say about big boys?
JoJo.
I don't have a problem with big boys, but like, if I'm having sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like
you're thinking too deep into it. I feel like sweating.
So sometimes, like, if you have sex,
we sweat when we have sex.
Isn't that the purpose of sex? Everybody sweat when they have sex. What type of dry sex? What type of dry sex is y'all having? Where ain't nobody
sweating?
Okay, let her talk. I didn't say nothing about sweat at all. Like skinny niggas sweat. If a bigger guy is on top of me, sometimes his stomach might get in the way of his, you know,
it's like a seesaw.
Dick getting inside of me. So it's like, what? I don't really get the whole, and then I'm squished, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm little.
You getting hit more by belly than dick, that what you're saying?
Yes.
Big nigga you fucking?
And I might get squished.
You out here fucking Snorlaxes.
No, I've never.
Nah, she fucking Norbit.
I've never had sex with a big person. I'm just like just assuming that that's what would take.
So you just make an assumption. You know what happens when you assume, right? Make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah, but I'm saying like a bigger nigga. Like I've had sex with like a nigga that's like 6'6" or something, and he's big and he's just like and he squishes me. So I can only imagine a fat nigga on top of me. Like I'm probably gonna be.
Well, maybe you need to get on top of him. How about that? I mean, modern problems call for modern solutions.
I'm not gonna get on top the whole motherfucking time. Every time I'm finna have sex with him, get on top of him. You want to sit here and bounce? What I'm doing?
Let him put the stomach on your back and hit it from the back.
Yeah. Or you gotta suck the dick and let him put a stomach on your forehead.
and suffocate me.
But big niggas eat the best pussy though.
Brutal.
Always remember that.
We eat the best everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And feed you.
Yeah, food.
But pussy is food.
Yeah. Booty is food too.
Lord have mercy, I can't deal
with
that. You need booty?
Yes.
He love eating booty.
He proclaims that.
He got it in his bio.
It's, first of all, it's not in my bio anymore.
Anymore.
We had to clean things up a little bit, you know.
Certified booty eater.
Yeah.
What?
We tried.
What did that shit
was that in my bio for real?
No.
I was about to say, I don't know. I probably thought about putting it up there one day.
I'm sure, because you put that shit in your story. Y'all getting lit, huh?
Yeah, we getting lit.
Off the Remy.
Yeah, well, everybody ain't on Vicodin, you know.
That shit's so fucking funny.
So let me get into my next question. This is for the ladies. Mm. So ladies, I need y'all, this two-part question, right? So why did my eye doctor text me?
Because you got them damn glasses on. I'm trying to make sure.
Oh, my contacts ready to be picked up. But ladies, two-part question. So do y'all agree, like, when an old nigga is fucking with a young chick, you know, it's creepy, right? If I say a nigga like, goddamn.
No.
A nigga it's like not. 60.
I don't think so, because I like older guys. Yes. I don't like people my age.
Okay. No, I mean, like, nigga like 60, 70.
Okay, that's
That's a bit much.
Like wrinkly, 21-year-old.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit much.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like, cool. Who the fuck is this? They really trying to get in touch with me. The hookah
a little bit,
because
I can't
watch the
coals. Just turn it.
Watch that Red Bull.
The rim, yeah, it's trash. It's there for
It came here empty. Like, what?
So y'all think a nigga, like a nigga 60, 70 dealing with like a 20-year-old is creepy, right?
Yeah, it's not.
So I think that's a bit much. Why is it okay when that nigga is giving her money?
Wait, who said it was okay?
That's the generation we in. Y'all like, oh yeah, sugar daddy vibes. Okay, so when a nigga's 60-year-old and she just liked the 60-year-old nigga, he a creep. But when he got damn giving her money, that's my mood. Daddy. That's a summer mood.
I mean, it's the same thing as like if an ugly nigga try to holler at me and be like, get your thirsty ass out of here. And then when a fine nigga come on, be like, hey.
So what if it's it's not a fine nigga? What if it's just an ugly nigga with money?
Hey,
go ahead. He's still ugly.
Yeah. So do money make a nigga pretty?
No.
That's the question.
That would have sound like. No. Y'all literally just said
Jay-Z, Jay-Z said you can't be an ugly billionaire.
It don't make him cute. He's still going to be an ugly ass nigga. He's just going to be an ugly ass nigga with money. Like, that's just
And being an ugly ass nigga with money improves his chances.
Ugly niggas with money are winning.
Yes, because
no facts.
Yeah, because the bitch gonna be like, fuck him, his looks, shit. He got money, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like as long as he takes.
So what's more important?
What you mean?
His money or the way he looks?
Yeah.
The way.
His money.
The honesty comes fast, the barber.
Goodbye about the money, because there are just things that I just don't want to have to tolerate, and your money cannot outbuy that.
Yeah, you. But it just depends on what the relationship is, though. If it's just like shit, you just my little boo, you know, give me a minute, a little side thing. But if you in a serious relationship, I don't think, you know, I would be able to take an ugly guy serious. Like, I wouldn't want to be
an ugly billionaire.
Be nice, though.
Yeah, like,
who?
I don't know the way, because I know, I look, I follow Miss London on Twitter. Guess who the only person Miss London following on Twitter is? Bill Gates.
I was going to say Bill Gates.
Wow. I mean, is Bill Gates attractive to y'all?
No.
Mm-mm. She said, "Yeah."
No, he's not attractive. But cool, if you try to give me some money,
in the words of the prophet Young Nudie,
I'm sorry, he's not old.
Look at that money maker.
I mean, look at what Bill Gates make a nigga do.
When I was a kid, so I mean,
you said, "Look at the money." Wait, what?
Look at what money make a bitch do, and I said, look at what the pussy make a nigga do.
Eh. Y'all have standards.
All women have pussy. I don't know
why y'all feel like exactly, and y'all go crazy.
The pussy,
a lot of niggas go crazy, but it's regular niggas out here don't care about pussy.
What regular nigga?
No, well, I'm saying like, it's a lot of niggas put pussy on the pedestal.
Niggas that's really getting pussy, that's not really putting up pussy.
Oh, they can't.
But the
niggas
who out here getting pussy, they also giving up money too.
I'm sorry. Niggas,
you said what?
You
said
niggas go too long without trying to get no pussy from no girl. Like, niggas.
Nah, that, I mean, that's
you're mistaken.
Fair. Yeah, very.
A nigga can be horny as fuck and jack off and like forget everything he wanted to do in like 5 minutes.
I went.
Niggas is canceling dick appointments.
You wouldn't believe me. I went 2 years without pussy.
When you was a kid.
But, no. I'm like grown from probably once to 18 to 20. But I was working. I was making money. I ain't care. I wasn't focused on pussy. And now I'm at the stage where I'm at in life to where, hey, it's going to come free now. 2 years.
Free now? You was paying for pussy?
I wasn't paying for pussy. I never paid for pussy. Who paid for pussy?
You really got to be down bad to pay for pussy.
Famous niggas pay for pussy all the time.
There's plenty of rappers that do
Baby,
that.
I mean,
niggas pay for pussy.
You can get any pussy
here. I'm not finna pay for pussy.
No. They would've fucked Baby anyway. He just gave them an extra incentive.
To keep him quiet.
Yeah, like.
Quiet, it's different.
Paying for pussy. Either way, he paid for it.
He paid for pussy.
For hair to
I mean, technically,
so
every nigga pay for pussy.
They don't take be a girl out, you pay for pussy. This is what I was told. I was told that a nigga don't be paying a bitch for pussy. They be paying her to leave.
Oh.
Like, they don't pay, like, oh, give me the pussy. I'm going to pay for the pussy. They give you the money because it's like, all right, bitch.
Get out my face.
Don't bother me. Don't mention this shit. Going on. Is that true?
That's not my right.
Nah.
That's baby paid all that money. She still told.
Bonnie said,
still
nah. Snitch. Bonnie, still a nigga done paid you for some pussy?
Yeah. When I try to leave, he was like, nah, stay. Niggas be doing
I mean, hold on a minute.
How much?
What was that situation?
Hold on. How much did he pay?
That's between me and him.
Okay, wait. Was it a high amount?
Yeah.
What's the high amount?
Over $1,000?
Was it more than $1,000?
No, because that matter. Mm-hmm. Oh, you ain't
what's
going
the,
nowhere.
What's the least amount? What's the least amount?
I paid you $1,000. You think you finna fuck me and leave?
Hold on, hold on. What's the least amount you would fuck a nigga for?
I done been in situations where I done messed with dudes for some money. Yeah.
And it don't be no regular niggas. It be fucking rappers and shit. Niggas in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was she was distraught when she lost her Instagram.
Listen, when I lost my Instagram, it was a wrap.
How'd you lose your Instagram?
I was on FaceTime with her. She was like, I lost my Instagram. All my sugar daddy.
I hacked my shit. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta reach out to motherfuckers and let them know because it's finna go down.
In my head, I'm like, ah, damn, you got your real job now.
Somebody fucked your bag up.
You can't get it recovered?
Girl, they hacked
bro, they sent her a fake recovery email. Mm-hmm. Whoever did this shit was good.
No, Instagram did be like, if they email you and be like, oh, somebody tried to reset your password, mm-hmm. that'd be scams. Like, they be trying to.
They sent her some, the email was like info XXX plus 321 at Facebook.
You have to check.
The shit said Facebook.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you gotta check them emails.
You got to watch them. I almost got with a verification, verified shit. It was good.
Wait, what happened?
They tried to verify me.
You have a lot of followers. Did you have a lot of followers in your account?
Yeah, I've actually used it in the way.
But girl, how I was able to get into it. Girl, he switched my email. He switched the phone number to his shit. He's on there wailing out, meet up with me, $500 to fuck. They cash apping him money and shit. I'm like, oh my God.
I didn't.
Oh my God.
Quit lying. He was in there cash apping the nigga. I'm like, hey, that ain't me.
You know better. I wouldn't cash app you.
Cut it out.
You think I'm finna cash out another nigga?
Just be honest, so that we understand. Like, if you wanna pay for some of that Bonnie juice,
if I'm ever that down bad. Anyway,
you gotta be down bad to pay for pussy.
He's my sugar daddy, anyway.
Who?
But yeah, what would you say?
You gotta be down bad to pay for pussy.
I agree. I think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm gonna switch the energy a little bit.
Switch the energy, big homie Lex. Oh yeah, because you had some shit on your chest.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
I just had a very rough week.
What happened, Big Lex?
What day is it? It's only Tuesday and my week's already
It feels like rough. Monday though.
It feels like a Friday. I don't know why. I just have a lot going on today. That's probably what it is.
Normally, Fridays feel good. This don't feel like a fucking Friday.
This feels like a work day. Just a very overworked work
day. What's today?
So what happened?
So what happened?
I have a question for the guys and the girls, okay? If you and your partner get into it and you come back home and your stuff is packed up on the front porch, men or women, fighting or flighting, what are we doing? Are we
fighting.
Just taking our
quick
stuff
question,
or
is it meet me or not meet
you really gonna disrespect
it's
me
it's just packed up it's packed up it's packed up It's
if the shit needs suitcase,
I'm leaving. Like, yeah, it's a bag of
suitcases. If somebody packed your shit
not
up,
not thrown
neatly.
Out. Listen, I said okay, packed up on the porch, not thrown out.
On the porch,
yeah, I'm packed going. Up. Like your stuff is
like right by the front
driveway,
door.
By the front door, on the porch, wherever. You guys get into an argument, you come back home.
I'm leaving.
Thinking you could talk, and your stuff is on the porch. What are we doing? Are we fighting?
I'm leaving.
I want to fight.
Who shit you packed up?
No, I didn't pack up anybody's stuff.
Oh. Yeah, I'm leaving though.
Why you want to fight?
Because I think the most respectful thing for you to do is tell me to pack my own shit. Don't pack up my stuff and tell. I shouldn't be able to have to come home and just see my stuff outside, especially if you didn't give me a warning. You didn't be like, listen, it's time for you to go or something.
No.
I'm fighting that.
So what's your point in fighting? What's that?
Don't tell me. I can touch my own
JoJo,
shit.
I want to hear your answer because your face is like,
girl,
a lot of things. Right
she
now.
Fighting. She look like she want to fight.
I'm out. Telling you right now, if I'm I fighting. Pull up and my nigga got my shit outside the door,
thank you.
Y'all, what?
Fighting. We fighting.
First of all, I'm kicking the door. I'm facing this way, the door behind me, and I'm boom.
I feel like you get a running head start.
Boom,
too.
Boom. I'm gonna bang until somebody come outside. I'm a what? Please
girl
don't
pack
come
my shit up.
Would y'all
shit.
Even do that?
I don't know. Would you guys that's ever weird. Do that? I don't. Why would I pack your shit up? Forget shit.
Would I do that shit?
It depends on what she did.
It depends on what she did, though.
Like, be real.
Now,
be
she
real.
No, it depends on what. If she did some real
conniving
fuck
shit,
then it's like, oh, no, nah, I ain't going to be neat. That shit going to be outside the hallway. Yeah, well, get the shit get out.
You really got to have your feelings.
But it depends on what
hurt.
You did.
Like, your feelings.
Like, if you fuck my best friend, like, yeah, it got to be some real, wrong shit. Like,
I don't, because I don't really result to, I'm not really quick to get mad. Like, I've never really lost my temper. No. Because I,
you
know
me.
Have you ever been in love? I will cut a motherfucker off quick.
Have you ever been in love?
You saw my post this week.
Am I in love?
I was like, so no, I'm not. I'm gonna pack your shit up. No, I'm not gonna pack your shit up. No, I'm not gonna pack your shit up.
Answer her question.
What's her question?
Have you ever been in love?
Hell yeah.
It gotta be some
flaws. My love life been in shambles the past few goes though.
Yeah, be some shit like that.
My shit been sucky. I done been you know what I've been hit with.
Pack my shit up.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that no more.
And my shit outside nice and neat. Like, I'm gonna leave my shit. I'm scared. Any woman that pack your shit up nicely and neatly,
she probably crazy.
She definitely crazy. I'm leaving it alone.
Y'all gonna be fighting? I'm fighting.
I gotta show up.
Bonnie,
I feel like that's the reaction he would want.
Exactly.
So I don't even think I would fight. I'm gonna be like,
yeah, and then we're gonna come over for closure.
No, my nigga, no, do not put my. That's gonna piss me off. Don't do nothing that's intentionally. You're intentionally doing that to piss me off.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have just been like, bruh, you got X amount of time to get your shit the fuck out before I get home. Rather than, oh, I'ma just do that shit on my own. So you did that shit to make me mad. So now we gotta go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just a
you
caused.
You gonna that. Choose violence?
You did that. Yeah. I'm trying to work on like not swinging when I get upset. I'm really
trying. Oh, you just
that.
Be ready to. You just
she fight you niggas. JoJo fight niggas. That's gonna be the name of this episode. JoJo fight niggas.
That's how I found out my child was pregnant. My baby mom was pregnant.
JoJo
mother of my child was pregnant.
You fighting niggas, JoJo?
Yeah.
Girl fighting.
Wow. Wow.
You walk
look
up
at her. She got her UFC fit right now.
You walk up to the house and you see your purses out there. You see your shoes
I
out
most
there.
Definitely might just get my stuff and just go.
Y'all not tripping over Michael Kors person. Yeah, like I would
just. You tried it.
Oh.
You tried it.
What did you just say?
What he say?
I'm speak again for the rest of the room.
Y'all not tripping over the Michael Kors person being on the front lawn. Y'all not
excuse
tripping.
Me. Back then when Michael
my
Kors
stuff
was
is my
thing.
Stuff, so I don't care what it is. It's my stuff. So last time I checked, if
Michael Kors,
even if you
stuff.
Bought it, it's still my stuff because you gave it to me and that was a gift. So my stuff is my stuff.
Some shit will get repoed. You're not gonna be out here with.
Oh, like, you taking back shit?
Oh, you're
too?
One of those.
So I want to ask you a question.
Oh, wow.
Can a woman kick a nigga out if he pay all the bills but the house is in your name?
Most definitely.
Yes.
You can still get the
Oh, yes. If he pays the bills and
he pays everything, but the house is in your name.
He put it in her name.
You can still get put out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
fine.
You do is pay for stuff. You can still
wives
get put out.
Wives do the last laugh. All the time.
Exactly.
Your ass ain't come home tonight.
So that's how
I found out. What?
Oh, we got story time.
That's how I found out. I was my baby. The mother of my child was pregnant with my son. Mm. I pay all the bills. I was like, you know what? Go to school. Focus on what you got to focus
you
on. Take care of everything. I'm a real nigga. So she was like, she went out of town for the weekend. She's like, when I get back, have all your shit gone. I said, okay. I'm even I pay all the fucking bills. You don't pay shit. I pay your car note. I help out with gas. Everything that you need, I took care of everything. She said, have all your shit at my house. So. I had like 3 dishes, probably like 5 dishes in the sink. She came home early, like 7 a.m. You know, niggas, we big, we sleep hard. So she came in, she's like, you ain't at my motherfucking house? I said, we gotta pay bills here. So I don't know how she quick, she short, she hit me. And you know, I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know, you gotta get right. But I can't hit no woman. I never hit a woman. I don't know how she ended up on the bed and I was on like the floor. Not like, standing up though. So she jumped off the bed, 3-piece me. And I'm pregnant. I'm like, huh? That's how I found out I had a son on the way. You know,
like her kicking you out, so she was mad that you got her pregnant, so get the fuck out?
Yeah, you were in a hot girl summer.
You didn't even tell us
yeah.
why she was trying to put you out.
Exactly.
What did you
she
do?
She was trying to put you out because
you skipped over that step.
Right. It's not important. That's not important to the story.
No, I didn't
the important
do
part
bad.
Is,
I didn't do nothing bad.
Oh, but moral of the story, you're saying, like, can a woman kick a man out the house even if he pays? Yeah, you can definitely still get kicked out.
Yep.
So a nigga can provide for you everything that you need, but one day you feeling like, man, fuck this nigga.
Yeah, because you just don't even know what's up my sleeve. Maybe I already had a plan B
but
in place.
But then niggas like to take advantage of the fact that, okay, I'm taking care of her. I could do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she can't go nowhere. That's what they be thinking. That's what
I know some real niggas that if I even tried that shit and he... Like, if I was to fuck with any nigga, he gonna be a real nigga. And if he paying the bills and he pissed me off and I tell him to get out, he ain't going nowhere.
Hey, ain't going nowhere. Cause you gotta, you got 30 days. You gotta
he's
give me a 30
not
day eviction
going
notice.
Nowhere.
That's very true. That's very true.
If my mail come to this house, you gotta give me 30 days by law. So I'm not going nowhere.
All right, so ladies, I got a question for y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. So, like, say y'all talking to a nigga, y'all like him, y'all digging his vibe or whatever. But he say, well, what do you bring to the table? What goes through your mind when y'all hear a nigga bring that up or mention that?
You're disrespectful
as fudge because
I get offended
too because you're assuming that I don't have shit going on. Because
how's that the first thing you assume?
I'm just going to
go there. Why would you ask me that?
Because a nigga don't know.
So, but did I ask you that question? Like, let's paint the picture in the
scenario.
Yeah, please. Because if I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, yeah, you know, I want you to do this. You know, I want you to be able to, you know, provide for me, whatever. The case may be, whatever. I'm just telling you, this is what. No, it ain't even about paying a bill. Like, yes, you're going to have to do that. But I need my man to do more as well. But if we sitting there and I'm.
So they got to pay a bill. Like, no, you can't skip over that. So a nigga got that's the starter pack for being with you and then gotta pay a bill?
No, I'm saying like he has to.
That's what you just said.
I'm saying like
fast, you just said that.
To talk like initially to talk to me, you don't have to pay a bill. Then I'm like, all right, well yeah, well let's have
a conversation. No, I'm saying once y'all to like to certify that y'all in a relationship, like once y'all in a relationship, and they gotta pick a bill.
I just feel like as a man, you should take the initiative to be like, okay, my baby.
It ain't even pick a bill. It's just make sure I'm straight.
Yeah, like just make sure my baby good.
Yes, is money important to me in a relationship? Yes, because I need to make sure I'm straight and my family
take care of one of his bills?
His bills are going to be my... Oh, you sound like just dating.
Yeah, dating.
Just you gotta show me that you gotta show
not
me.
Just dating, but like y'all seriously exclusively dating. Let's say that exclusively.
Well, then yeah,
dating.
Like we busting everything down at that point if we're in a relationship.
Oh, so you splitting bills?
What?
So
yeah,
at what point do you split bills?
Split bills.
I mean, if we living together or if we go out to dinner or something like that, like I don't mind busting
on,
the bill
on
down.
How many
if
dates?
There is a commitment
if we're
between
in a com-
the two of us,
if we're
a
in a
committed
relationship,
of course.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm not paying for a fucking thing. I mean, if it be like that, that's cool too. But I'm not saying like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, a nigga don't have to just pay this. Like,
right.
I would accept
just
it, but.
Like, you're the man. Like, come on.
You're suspiciously quiet over there.
Me?
Yes.
No, I agree. Because I was just living with my baby daddy. And honestly, he could not pay for everything. Like, I'll have to pay for certain stuff. Like, maybe the light bill this month, or maybe rent this month, or you know, maybe we got to eat. He might have the bill this one night. I might have the bill the next night. Like I don't feel like it should only be a man. I feel like
so, ladies. I believe in busting the bills open. We've abolished the myth. We bust open the myth.
We're not saying that's what. Yeah, I mean, it's a man. You know, like it's.
There's some men.
No, but men are supposed to make, like, their job is to provide, though.
Yeah, mainly. There's some men that's not even going to allow their woman
you know
to
what I, but you know what? But you know what? I ain't going to lie. I love me a woman that be like, hey, I'm going to take care of the bill. If she say that out her mouth, you good. You ain't even, it's just a simple gesture.
I there's women that can't do that.
No, that's real. Right, but a real man not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. At certain times.
Yeah, a real man. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. Motherfucker took me out for tacos last week. I let her pay for that.
Hey,
that
yeah, shit. Man, yeah. Should be. I love it. But yeah. Then at the
it was
same
your
time,
idea.
But listen, you went the extra mile to do whatever the simple case may have been right. To go, you know what I'm saying, for her to do that.
So, like, he said that exact thing. He was just like, obviously, he would never let me pay for something. He doesn't want me to, but it's just the gesture, just to see.
Just
where your
mind's
at.
Yeah, it's
like,
all about
mind. Do you think about me or do you consider me too, like, the same way I consider you? Because obviously there's an expectation there.
Right.
Yes. But if the expectation was gone, would you consider, like, having the shoe on the other foot and you doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for instance, if I go out to eat with a dude, we go on a date, and the waitress comes out, gives the ticket, and she's like, is it one or two? And he's like, it's two. I'm gonna look at this nigga like.
Right, like don't be obligated. To, you
I'm
know,
not gonna be like, oh,
so
let
question,
me
make I mean, the gesture to be like, okay, babe, I got you.
So if you no. ask him out on the date, is he supposed to pay?
Why am I asking a nigga out no. on
the
date?
No. I've asked
y'all don't do that?
So I've no, asked a guy
hey, let's go somewhere.
I've asked a guy out to go to lunch. We went to lunch and the lady bought the check and he went to pay for it. And I told her, I was like, no, I got it. And he was like, what? No, I got it. And I'm like, no, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I asked you to go out to lunch.
Right.
I'm going to pay
so
for
it's
it.
It's on you.
And I blew his motherfucking mind.
Was it like your first date or I like a date? Like you were dating a guy or like
we were just going out on casual dates. It was probably like the third or fourth time. Like I kind of like fucked with him, so I was like, you know, it was nothing for me to.
Did he get some coochie after that date?
Nah, but it was nothing for me to just, you know, it's lunch. It was nothing. Now honestly, we went to dinner.
I feel good sometimes paying a bill for my nigga. Like it made me feel. Like a woman, like I could do this.
Make you feel like you got the draws, huh?
Yeah, like hey,
I would have paid this relationship.
Yeah, that's wrong. You know, eat this pussy after this date too, yeah, nigga.
But to answer your initial question, if a guy was to ask me what do I bring to the table, I'm immediately gonna get offended because don't ask me no dumbass question like that. What you mean?
So when y'all see niggas like mention that shit, like say it be online on social media, what's y'all take on that?
I feel like you're assuming that I don't bring the same things to the table that you bring.
Do, right.
And just because I might have an expectation for you doesn't mean you can't have the same expectation for me.
Yeah, I feel like you're trying to downplay
me. Yeah, like you're lowering me as a woman.
Like
that's
what you so bring belittling. To the
table. Whoa, you don't have to bring that.
What you mean? What am I bringing to the table? I am the table, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
I agree.
I'm just saying, don't ask that.
You look like you very much disagree.
No, I'm just taking it on in.
I mean, because
okay.
Some men.
What do you
disagree?
I like a man get straight to the point, so we ain't wasting time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If a nigga asks me what I bring to the table, it means he's interested. He ain't just interested in fucking. We going to the next level.
What we do? Absolutely, I agree. So, what do you bring to the table, Miss Bonnie?
I ain't bringing shit.
And this is because what it is.
But no.
I feel like a lot of women is like when a man be real blunt and upfront with y'all, ain't like, hey, what's up or what it is. Like, it's a girl. I had a homegirl.
Hold on, y'all.
She was like, he asked me like, what's up? I'm trying to fuck. That's all I want from you. She felt disrespected. I'm like, why you feel disrespected? I agree. He let you know upfront what he wanted from you. Why do you feel disrespected by that? Because at the end of the day, you have a choice to say yes or no.
Okay, so that's understandable. That's understandable. It's all about how you approach.
With it,
you gotta.
No, he ain't come straight.
Ain't no nice way to say I just want to beat your back out.
If
a nigga just say I want to spit in your booty hole, you're not gonna appreciate that. No matter how he said it.
Say it in Jamaica.
No matter how he said
it. Say it in Jamaica. Say it over dinner.
Meanwhile, spit on your poom poom.
Say it somewhere. Don't say it when you first meet me at the club and be like, damn girl, I'm trying.
That's all a nigga want.
Like you just met me.
That's too hard.
So would you rather waste your time?
Y'all want a nigga to finesse you out the pussy?
What I'm saying is disrespectful for trying to want me for my pussy off rip. If we in the club and you and a nigga come up to me, he'd be like, I want to fuck you. I'm be like,
are you fucking
on my Facebook?
Now let's flip that scenario. Facts. If a bitch come up in the club, say, I want to suck your dick. Shit.
Yeah, you're going for it.
Yeah, definitely. Bitch is getting sucked.
Yeah, you're going.
Bitch is getting sucked.
Y'all are definitely going for it. I'm saying, but it's different. Would you fuck with that hoe after though?
No,
because that's all she wanted.
Exactly.
Everybody's not trying to build a relationship. Everybody's not looking for marriage.
But at the same time, I respect you.
You
want to do something like that? I respect that.
You took it for what it was. That she just wanted to give me some head.
That's all she wanted.
The way that you're presenting it to me is I just think that you just want to sleep with me.
That's what he said. That's literally what he said.
But there's a way.
Why are you taking it deeper?
You're not going to come up to me like I'm some hoe, like, oh, I want to fuck you, like, now. Like, no, it's like.
No, I'm not somebody random.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no nice. So even if that is all he wanted, he has to come with something. He got to take you out on a date.
No.
He got to pretend like he like you.
I don't want you if you only want my pussy.
But I'm sorry, it's not that. I've seen niggas and be like, shit, I don't want to kind of hit. But it's not like I'm just going to be like, I want to fuck you. You know, like, you got to come off. It's a vibe.
Ladies, start saying that shit, please, so we can cut out all the extra conversation.
But how do you know you might want to do something more than just fuck? Like, you might want to do something more than just fuck them. Like, you might think you look good.
Some people do. Some people do. I feel like you keeping it real with a person. I don't want to waste nobody's time. Because say if... You want to just... Yeah, I told you that ice good. We got to shove out that ice right there.
I hope it don't get on
the... It melted a little bit. That's some good ice.
Nah, that's some damn...
Hey, somebody hand me some...
Toxic ice.
That is some toxic ice.
Who was talking? What were we talking about?
I said
keeping it real.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, keeping it real.
I,
listen, I like transparency from people. Right. In general, I love transparency. I like when men are transparent with me. I like when, like, just, I just am somebody who just appreciates transparency. So as much as it might hurt sometimes, I can respect your transparency first. Like, your honesty, I'll respect it first.
Absolutely.
Irrespective of what you have to say.
So,
it's
so,
a way you say it's a way
I mean, you can word it.
Okay,
you can't word it.
So let me ask this. What is the way a nigga can ask for just pussy?
If me and you gonna come to an agreement, shit, we just fucking.
Like, how do you when come I to an agreement?
You, it's what we about to do, da da da. You know, like, we could, you could have a fuck buddy. You know, but it's just like, you can't just come off so rough. Like.
So off rip.
You don't know.
So if you see somebody,
you look good. How you doing?
Yes.
Be like, look, I think you look really nice. That's you know, real. I was watching you all night. Like, I mean, shit, girl.
We gotta have a conversation.
What typically comes after that is a lie. This shit said, niggas say, man, shit, I was really trying to get to know you. I'm not trying to get to know you.
I didn't say that.
I'm not trying to get to know you. That's what niggas say, though. That's what niggas say. No, that is a lie. I'm not trying to get to know you. I could really fuck you in this club bathroom if you would let me.
No, sometimes guys are very aggressive with the way that they approach that. So I think she's talking about, like, the aggression that you come with. Because it's just a lot at one
time. Y'all want a nigga to come like you at you like T-Pain in 2008. Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Yeah.
I'm T-Pain. You know me. Yeah. Convict boy, never we. Yeah, that's what y'all want. Y'all want a 2006 Chris Brown routine. Yeah. It's your man on the floor.
But
y'all want
you know
that
what's
shit.
Crazy though? Yeah. So why so many women... I want a nigga to come off so soft, but y'all fall for the hood as niggas.
We ain't telling you to come off soft, but don't just be like...
That's a real shit, like, though. Like, so a nigga come off soft, and now he a lame. Or if a nigga do go the extra mile... No, I'm being real now. Because I know a lot of niggas that come off soft, do the extra mile for a woman... Nigga don't do shit for the woman and get the pussy. I be like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, like I should be crazy. I've been there. I was really gonna be a scumbag to you, but I was really like being nice, and now I see like what the fuck. Okay.
I mean, right. I get the aggression part. It's a little. I literally see my
home,
but
like one of my homeboys got a whole
leg off me.
Wife.
That's buddy. Your leg.
You said you're what? Like,
yeah, but I got a wife. Yeah, what's up? And still fucking in the net. But there's another nigga that's trying to buy a drink, be smooth with her. And I don't want you. I want the nigga with the wife.
Niggas do get mixed signals from women. Like, do y'all like the assholes or the dickheads? I mean, the nice guys or the dickheads?
I like nice guys.
I like nice guys.
You are fucking lying.
No, all y'all are lying.
I like a nigga with a little aggression. Like, he aggressive a little bit, but I just feel like a lot of the time, hood niggas, they soft. Like, deep down, they have a soft spot. Mm-hmm. They know how to... Like,
yeah, about a bullet wound.
Like,
so what about
they
you?
Care.
Hmm? What about you?
I like them ghetto ass hood niggas. I can't even lie.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I like them.
You just said you like them nice.
I like them nice, but I like a little rough. Like, I don't want no soft ass nigga that I can beat up. Like, I don't want no nigga that's gonna just be dumb crying. Like, if we argue and you start crying, like, don't leave me. Like, no.
So if a nigga get too emotional.
Yeah, I'm not.
I was with an emotional guy before, and I loved it. The only reason why I didn't work out is because my personality is just way up here. I talk like this, and I don't give a fuck. And you say something else, I swear to God, bro, you finna piss me off. I just can't deal with that. So I need to, and that's just how I talk. Like, when I get mad, that's it. Just go like
she
that.
Fooled me.
I feel like JoJo be taking
sweet
dick.
And innocent.
Mm-hmm. I am sweet and innocent.
JoJo
take
be,
me there.
JoJo be taking dick. You be like, yo, give me that dick, nigga.
When I first met JoJo, I thought she was innocent. I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
You hear me? She fooled
She gives
me.
Off.
She definitely gave me because I met her with her daughter. I was like, oh, my daughter innocent. My nigga,
I'm
right
two
there.
Two totally different people when I'm with my daughter.
Now when you be talking about she be taking dick, I'm like, oh shit, JoJo,
give that dick, nigga.
Like Mojo JoJo, like you taking that power girl.
You agreed to it.
Power girl.
Depending on what I'm on.
So I got a question. We talking about nice guys and hood niggas. What is the difference between a gentleman and a simp?
Cool. That's a good
okay,
question.
Okay, the corny ass niggas that tell you dumb
shit. I've done dealt with a simp. Okay, so I've done talked to a nigga and
without him even, and we ain't went on no date, we ain't went on nothing. He just looking at from my pictures on my Instagram, and he's texting me talking about, I like you so much, and I can't, I need you in my life. Mm-hmm. And he just blowing up my phone constantly. That's a simp. Like, you don't even know me.
The nigga is passionate about you.
That's
he likes you.
Weird. He likes you.
You can't like, so a nigga can't, so he
I,
can't
you
be
like
over.
Me. You like the way you're I look. Love.
Yeah. You don't know nothing about me. I could be a weirdo.
You really just trying
to. And he's ready to take you for your weirdo shit.
He don't know that.
He
probably not.
Like, I
should
kill you in your sleep and you don't even know. But you talking about
and he
I
probably
like
it.
You don't know.
Hell no.
Yeah.
But how do you know you're not missing on your blessing?
That may be your goddamn.
He ain't my blessing because he was already annoying me. I'm done. I'm good. I'm
okay, so
I gotta write. All right,
so fellas, don't tell a girl you like her too much because she gonna think you a simp. Next, JoJo.
Ooh,
the difference like, between a gentleman and a simp.
Okay, because I really want to say some
say
educational
it.
Shit.
I'm Talk that
to,
shit,
I'm trying
girl.
To think. Okay. A gentleman is someone who was raised with the proper upbringing on how to treat a woman.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the ways to make a woman happy. Mm-hmm. That's a gentleman. A simp is just a nigga who, like, tries to get you, and if he don't get, like, tries to do something to impress you, and if it don't work, he gonna cry about it.
Yeah.
Or he gonna try to buy you something to make you like him. Mm-hmm. Or
you just said a nigga gotta spend money on you to get you.
No, I didn't.
You just said that. Roll the tape back. Run the tape back.
I did not say that at all.
They're gonna chew you up on TikTok.
If you're dating,
didn't say that. Did not say that. But
so can a simp be a gentleman?
I was talking to a guy, and I thought he was a simp because he liked me, but he just liked me a little too much.
Too soon.
And he tried to...
Wait a minute.
He tried to buy my love. So every chance he got, he tried to buy me this. He tried to buy me this. He tried to buy me that. He tried to buy me that. Oh, I just want to take you out. I want to do this. Oh, can I take you here? Can I take you there? Can I want to do this? Whole time, I'm just thinking, like, you ain't really trying to really get to know me. You just want to buy my happiness.
Yeah,
and then you get upset when I tell you I don't want to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I just bought you these shoes. Why can't you hang out with me, please? I just want
to
hang out with you.
You basically doing what you're doing for me to benefit
what did you. Do
you?
With the gifts?
Mm-hmm. And you ain't trying to benefit me.
That's what it is. This one girl, I was in a bathroom in a club, and she's like, man, I'm mad because I only came to this club because he told me he had something for me. Da, da, da. When I got in the car, it was just flowers. But he knew the only thing that he could tell her is, like, I got something for you.
To get her to come out.
But, like, that's corny.
That is corny.
Like, what?
But you fell for the fucking trip.
It's like when
Elmer Fudd put the goddamn bunny trap. The shit with the rabbit under the box. I mean, the rabbit in the carrot in the box. Yeah, and the shit fell on your head. Like, yeah, you fell for that simple ass shit.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Listen, the difference between a simp and a gentleman, that's what it is.
I feel like a gentleman
you have another purpose.
Opening the door for a female, pulling a chair when you at the table. That's a gentleman.
Taking
like
his time
little gentleman stuff. That's a gentleman. Like, you don't have to do
things
all that
like
weird
how your
corny
father,
shit.
Like how your daddy would do, like how
a family
your father
guy,
would,
you know?
Would bring you up. Like that is what makes you a gentleman. Don't be no simp ass, crybaby ass, like begging ass nigga. Don't do that. We don't want none of that.
Trying
I don't care how much you want
too
somebody
hard. Like, just do the simple
trying too hard.
I don't care how
hard.
Much you want somebody. Do not beg a girl. Please don't, because that's gonna just push her away.
I feel like gentlemen don't have to try hard. It comes naturally because it's innate.
Correct.
It's a part
that's
of
what
them
I'm you
like it just
nature.
Exists in them. They already know what to do. It's not something that they needs to be explained to them. They just already know
like how to treat
I feel like a simp is just trying to figure it out. Doesn't really know. Doesn't really have direction. Just trying to get it however I can get it.
Right. Yeah, it's like it's forced.
Mm-hmm,
it's
baby.
Like, oh, I'm gonna do this because that I think that's what she gonna like. Mm-hmm.
So have y'all ever fell for a simp?
Apparently, you goddamn just come outside and I got something for you.
Not me.
I've never.
Nah, I heard the girl in the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck
is
this
shit?
I've
been on
serious?
Game for a long ass time, so.
I feel like
you
beat simps up.
Yeah, you from Chicago.
No. See, now I look at you different,
y'all. Hold on, lie, nigga.
See, now I be thinking you be whooping these niggas for
she
real.
She be beating niggas' ass.
You didn't pay no attention to
she said, she said she be goddamn kicking those down.
Oh my God.
Niggas.
I don't think I can do all of that.
Yeah, I am.
I'm her. Yeah, that's Chicago. Me.
You put my shit outside, then yes, you taking me there. Like, you gonna make me get go there. Like, I'm not crazy all the time, but when I get
mad, all the time, keyword.
Yeah, I know that I'm crazy. My family tell me that, and I had to accept it. I just recently accepted the fact that I'm crazy.
We're going to get a big homie's therapy plan.
Nah. I'm saying I be trying to control my anger, but if you do something to purposely piss me off, you're just going to piss me off, and now, right. You know what I'm saying? I can't handle that. Like,
have you started all your domestic disputes?
So I don't have domestic disputes because I'm small, and all the niggas that I've ever dated have been like 6'6 and above. So they just be like, they just hold me out there like this while I squirm.
How you squirm?
She's crazy.
I'm weak. Let me go!
But she's like that though, so you know she's crazy.
The girl, right. Go. Calm your little ass
nigga,
down.
Nigga, put your ass on the top shelf. Okay, I'm gonna put you up here and you relax.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I'll and then sometimes today. You have the niggas that be like, you know what, I ain't about to do this. And then they'll just leave. Then I had one nigga, I would sit there and be yelling at him. He'd just be sitting there like this.
I hate that. That pressed my fucking button.
I'm talking about didn't say nothing. Shit. I'm like, you ain't finna say nothing.
So y'all want a nigga to argue with y'all? Y'all want a nigga to listen?
Yeah, don't sit argue there and ignore me. I want you to partake everything. In the conversation.
If you like that, I'm going to do everything to get on your fucking nerves. Like, I'm going to get under your skin because you clearly ignore me.
That's what I'm saying. Shit like that make me want to, like, smack him in the back of the head.
Like, okay, I don't hear me. Get the fuck up.
I'm going to keep walking around the house just talking shit like this fuck ass.
So y'all abusive women, basically. That doesn't sound like
Y'all do sound abusive.
Y'all definitely sound abusive.
I don't know if it's a Hispanic.
Y'all sound like some abusive women.
It has to be a Hispanic thing. It has to be because our temper.
I literally feel like it's okay. It's acceptable. Now,
whoa, what?
I know. It's
what's
so
acceptable?
Me having to, like, spraying on a nigga.
So you beating a nigga up is acceptable?
No, I'm not gonna beat up a nigga like.
But you hit him in the face, like popping it off.
No. I would never hit him in his face. But I would like try to square him up or push him or hit him in the chest or something like that or mush him in the face. That's my favorite.
But you know the funny part?
That's my favorite one.
Why do y'all act like when y'all hit a nigga? I've never hit a woman, but I don't put like a woman in like a full nest like, hey, you ain't gonna get hit me.
Yeah. Right.
Why y'all act victimized when that shit happened? Like, oh, he hit me. Hey, he hit you.
Don't or if a nigga move and you got there and ran into some other shit. Oh, he hit me back. Yeah, wait a minute. What the fuck you mean? Like a nigga dies before that. That's probably how you fucked your shit up now. You took the motor to
the car. She called the police on me one day. Like I said, I was paying all the bills. That's why I fell out. I was like, you can't be the one for me. You call the police on the nigga. You don't never call police.
I ain't gonna call no police.
That's favorite one. You'll never call police.
Unless you really beat
me. And I bust in the house. I'm like, man, you finna let me in this fucking house. Like, I'm paying all the bills, my clothes in here. I mean, try my phone, open the door. I'm not letting you in. She pregnant. Man, I bust the door. I'm not gonna lie to you. And so then she doing her friend hair. That's the fucking part. She's like, oh, this fat ass nigga. She started talking about me and shit. I'm like, oh, you don't fuck with me like that. So then. For some reason, I'm finna use the bathroom. She's like, you're not finna use my bathroom. Because I pay for this shit. Everything I pay for.
This plumbing, mine.
Mine, everything.
She you let not... you into the house after you
nah, broke into the house.
Oh, no, nah, now you in truth.
Nah, no. I pay for everything. All my stuff is in this house together.
She had to make already out the house. You broke into the house is what you broke.
That's scary.
Nigga, no, you gotta go. You gotta go, nigga.
She the police.
You broke into the fucking house.
So if either party calls
if I say I'm trying to get my stuff out the house, you tell me, no, you can't come in here.
How did you break into the house? Did you
it was one, like, she talking to me through the little chain shit. Like, you remember, like, the little chain?
So, oh,
yeah. I pushed it in the pot. But not while she was right there, though. But it was, like, I had the key. Like, I got it. But she had the chain up.
Big nigga.
You crossed the line.
I crossed the line.
So then
she started attacking me in the bathroom. I swear, it's so funny. I'm peeing. All I felt was a boom, so oh, shit, I'm peeing on her a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, shit. So she started attacking me on my pee, so I put him a full Nelson. I'm like, hey, calm down. I wrestled, so I'm like, calm down, chill out. I'm not finna hit you. You know I'm not finna hit you. She called, I don't know how. Somehow, she got the phone in her hand. I don't know how. It's to this day.
So
it happened so fast. She had the phone in her hand. 911. He got his hands on me. I'm like, officer, why she talking to him? I'm talking to him, too. I got in the phone with Nelson to keep her from hitting me. So what happened was the police came. I had to walk downstairs with my hands. They finna shoot me. These white people, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to get shot. I hope I don't die.
Damn.
I hope this ain't the way I die. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing on me.
Nigga been protesting for you.
Right.
But
so
it's like the
crazy thing is, like after everything I said and done,
you put the ice
she was in the wrong.
I just feel like
when the police came, was like, "Do you want to press charges on her?" I was like, "Ooh, I do." No, then my mom's like, "No, I can't cuss. My, this is the mother of my child. I can't do that." Like,
she would have did it to you.
Involved. She could have did it to me, right?
That's
too
far.
You
crazy. That's you was too far to go to the door. Anything can happen.
I have the key. No, I came home. I put the key in the door, but she had the latch on.
And y'all was talking to the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, she talking to me. You're not coming here. What the fuck you mean? I'm like, I'm trying to get my shit. Like, you're not going to tell me I can't get my shit in this house. And plus, my barber stuff was in there, so I really have a house call to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you're not going to.
So, but my my question is, if either party calls the police, is that relationship over?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, then when I went to jail, so the first time I went to jail.
He called the police on you?
No. It wasn't me. The girl in the cell with me was waiting to get booked. And she was like, her and her boyfriend got in a little argument. She called the police because he started kicking her. Well, he was running up to her, so she put her leg up and kicked. And when the police came, you know, she explained the story. But since she hit first, she went to jail.
Yep.
She was in jail. Like, so she called the police trying to save herself. But, you know, she ended up getting.
See, domestics are really cheap.
It's fucked up. Once you get police involved.
But the relationship over.
I feel like police should be involved when it's to a certain extent. Yeah. Like, if you're really punching me dead in my face, you like fucked up. Like, for my safety. Like, if you about to kill me.
No. And then if I have a kid involved, that's even, you know.
Like, if it's some little shit, like, both of y'all got kids.
I was abused in the relationship.
She has a daughter.
I have a daughter.
So all the men that's watching this, it's okay to be abused.
No.
I'm playing everything.
No. I'm not about to just abuse.
I was abused.
Nigga,
you abuse niggas.
Right. I know that ain't who I think it is.
You call a 6'6 nigga.
I don't abuse
like,
niggas, but like, when if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I don't, you know, put my hands on you, but if you like try me on purpose and you go there, like you try to make it seem like I'm stupid, like I had one nigga tell me, oh my God, this one nigga, oh my God. So he got mad at me because we was playing Uno and he got
not
mad.
Not fucking Uno.
Jeez, I'm telling you, he got mad at me. We was playing Uno and I kept like skipping him and draw four and all this shit and he had his friends, right? So he got mad and he started like cussing me out. And I'm like, you're not about to disrespect me like that. And then
Uno?
Yes. So then he got mad.
What the fuck?
He was real competitive. And I knew like when I kept doing it, it was gonna piss
you
him
fucking
off.
Trap mouth bitch. You goddamn.
Listen,
you put another fuck. Draw four. Put another draw four, bitch. I'm punching in them shit.
Yeah, he was so mad, right? So before I had left, I had just did the laundry. So
over fucking Uno.
I had folded up the clothes. I had made up the bed. I had did all this shit. We played Uno with some friends. He got mad. He started cussing all this other shit. And I'm like, you're not about to disrespect me like that. So I left. I went home. I usually stay with him. I left, went home the next day. I come back, we talking or whatever. I sit on the bed and I look and it's like cum stains on the bed.
How you know that was cum stains?
I know what a cum stain looks like.
I know
what a cum stain
looks
like.
Come
don't play me. I know what it looks like.
Y'all know
like.
What a damn cum
It could have been like. Mucus. You know, it could have been congested.
Saliva's
going to
be on certain
just
right
on the bed like that?
White mucus? Anyways,
you just come all over your sheets.
No,
you know how saliva
and it was
like
on the
edge of
the
got there after.
I already know you're gonna say like an awkward position on the bed.
So I'm like, what's this? Just straight up like, what's that? He's like, what? That nigga, fuck is you talking about? He like, I don't know. I'm like, nigga, you know exactly what that is. That's nut. That's cum stain. So where the fuck did that come from? He like, oh, duh. Obviously that came from you. I said, nigga. You must forget I just washed clothes yesterday. Literally, just washed the sheets.
Fucking stupid.
Just washed them.
Oh, my God.
So he like, shit, I don't know, I guess. Like, oh, that's what happened. Like, my homeboy, I forgot I let him use the crib.
Yeah,
mind you, his homeboy lived two doors down. So he was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I let him come in here and use my room.
Yeah, he let him come in there, all right.
So I said.
He came in there, all right.
I said, you said what now? That's what happened? He like, yeah. I said, for real? He said, yeah. And I was just like, mm-hmm. Ah! And I lost it. And I just started.
You giving you a chance.
It be shit
over
like,
fucking Uno?
It be shit. No, he ended up fucking the bitch. No, yeah, you missed the story.
The
no, it was over
Uno.
It was over Uno.
That was setting the stage.
It was Uno.
He was setting the stage
right.
Uno. That's
no,
not the point.
That's not the
fucking point. That's not the point.
When I went home that night, when he was mad, he called the bitch over and fucked her. And then I came over.
You don't got no proof.
Yes, I do, because he
admitted
to it.
The cum stain.
The cum stain, yeah, he admitted to
so
it after I beat his ass.
You caught.
Yeah, after I beat his ass.
Oh, no.
After I beat his ass,
You're an abuser.
No, I'm saying like
that's
don't
disrespect.
Don't make
my
me.
Face.
Don't try to make me. Don't try to make it seem like I'm. There's just certain things that I have certain limits. Like, do not try to make it seem like I'm stupid. Do not try to
gaslighting.
Don't lie to my face, and right. You know that I know.
That's the ultimate disrespect.
That's gonna tick me off, and now I'm gonna be ready to fight you.
If you cheating on me and I see that shit for myself, I'm beating the fuck out of you.
If I asked you, when somebody lied to you in your face, that shit is a different type of disrespect. Like I'm looking at you in your face, and you gonna lie to me?
Yeah, like that is so disrespectful. Like, I don't understand why niggas don't understand how disrespectful it is to lie.
Why somebody dead in your face? I hate that. Bro.
Please don't do that. Please tell the truth, especially if a woman has asked you the question straight up, directly. Right, that means she fucking know. So she waiting for you to respond. Because as soon as you say some shit, she gonna go upside your head. I just feel like majority of women, they gonna go upside somebody's head if they got them fucked up. Like, they not gonna be doing it to purposely like hurt you and put you in the hospital or no shit like that, but she gonna, you got me fucked up. I'm finna
clonk.
Yeah, clonk.
Have you ever got clonked by a female?
Of course he has.
No, I haven't been hit.
Yes, you have.
Wow.
I'm a good dodger.
You've been somebody will tell you kind of big though, so it's kind of hard to.
She probably double take.
She probably
I hit
was
this
like,
nigga?
She tried to.
Should I hit him? I don't know what the fuck you gonna do. After.
You never been mushed before.
That's my, favorite. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. When I say hit, I mean like.
Oh, assaulted. Yes, I've been assaulted.
Stop it.
We're all victims here.
Stop it.
Every man has been assaulted by a female.
We're all victims here.
I think going into a relationship, niggas just already know that. Like, okay, if I do some bullshit, she gonna be on that. Like, you just know that. It's just come with it. And I ain't saying it's acceptable for a girl to be like, didn't I tell you motherfucking ass? Like,
no. That's what you be doing.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I got a question for y'all, right? So, ladies, do y'all believe pretty privilege exists?
Pretty privilege?
Pretty privilege.
Explain.
Explain, please.
It does.
As far as
what? Run that back?
So can we explain, can we state what pretty privilege is?
Okay. Pretty privilege. The question was, do you believe pretty privilege exists? Now I want to extend that to, not because some women be looking busted, but they have
the damn privilege.
They nice. They have nice assets.
And they, or they dress nice.
No, nobody. Niggas don't give a fuck how you dress.
No, I'm saying
who told you that?
Yes, I'm saying
who said that?
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about to fuck.
Y'all will fuck a fucking like watermelon.
Well, not to fuck. I mean, there's the privileges that come with being pretty. Like, say, like if a nigga got a section.
Okay. Yes.
I walk through the crowd and they be like, "Damn." But
Okay. Then no, her outfit doesn't matter.
She has to be. Like, well, in what scenario does the outfit matter?
Instagram. It's a lot of ugly Instagram models that know how to dress and they like look good and they got hella followers.
Their body.
They can't be with girls that can't dress.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I could pull up some bitches.
So you going to tell us what niggas like?
Yes.
I feel like Atlanta niggas
have a type. They got a type.
I've heard niggas say that they like their woman to carry themselves well. That mean they like to
not talking about no relationship. I mean just like a motherfucker that you just see. Like if we're walking in the mall.
I feel like half Atlanta females, you know, have a certain look. They all look the same to me.
How they look?
They got fake, you know, fake titties, but it's all the same body shape. Like most of them have titties. No, they're not. It's not like this. They have like a.
Y'all ain't seen her. Stand up, Bonnie. Bonnie,
girl,
I know you're not being shy.
I'm
half white tipsy, y'all.
No,
I can't do it.
Whoa, that motherfucker just knocked me over. Hold on, protect the bottles.
So like that?
No, I think it's like smaller than that. Like it's a little bit smaller.
A lot smaller than that. That motherfucker.
Ass
mountain.
That's me. I get it on
that. Snatch
waves
and titties
in
the ass.
Like a Jada
Waiter
body. Yeah, similar to Jada Waiter. I feel like most females.
That's about right.
But Ari's shit kind of matched, though,
because
her calves and shit is long.
Ari's
kinda,
dope.
She gives me, like,
but her mama said that's
bull.
Not true.
Man. That's not.
Of course her mama going to say that.
That's not. I don't think
that. My mama going to tell you I was a straight-A student. Okay.
But I think
my mama going to lie.
My mama going to tell the truth.
That fat motherfucker like out.
No, I think that pretty privilege does exist in, like, yeah, like, the outfit doesn't matter if you in the mall and you go and approach somebody, whatever. They don't give a fuck about what you're wearing. If you're in a club, they don't give a fuck about what you're wearing.
I've had
people tell me, you know, I'm going to a section. Well, I was invited to something that I can't disclose.
You going to Diddy birthday party?
Yeah.
I knew it.
No.
I knew it.
No. I was invited to something that I can't, you know, speak on.
Okay,
but
move on.
I was told that I could bring somebody.
You bringing me?
And they had to check their Instagram, see how they look, are they pretty enough, and all this extra shit. And it couldn't be, like, somebody that actually turned up and had a really good time, had a great personality, but was ugly. Like, no, they didn't want her. They wanted the bad bitch, the pretty bitch to just come, the stuck up bitch. Like,
now just look at bitches weird. When you come in a section, bitches just like, bitch, no.
Niggas don't want ugly bitches in the section. Like, don't, no. Niggas do
but
not want.
There's a lot of pretty bitches with bad attitudes too. Why we
not gonna
now your section full of bad bitches and everybody
looking at you like, I don't know who this is.
But it look good. Guess what? You can't see the attitude on the gram. All you see on the gram is the sparklers and bad bitches.
Well, that.
Yeah, and then in the night you ain't getting no pussy from none of them bitches. And
yeah,
the bitches
you do get pussy because some of them selling it. So it's Atlanta. It's Atlanta
facts.
Now.
Those are fucking.
Bitch could hate you, but still fuck you for $100.
$100?
I don't know personally. I'm just throwing it out there. You know. I'm just throwing the number out there. I don't know what the price of
you
pussy is.
You know the prices. You know the codes. You know the little.
I got
the
discount.
Yeah. You got all that.
You never had pussy
ever. I don't want to. My reason for paying for pussy is I don't want to be around somebody who I gotta pay to fuck with me.
You're not paying her to
my
fuck
ego.
You know.
I'm gonna keep it real.
You're
I got tricked out of paying for. I ain't even get the pussy. That was the worst part.
So you just got tricked out of money.
It was a massage place I went to.
The shit around the corner.
The one that got shot up.
Nah,
you a wild boy.
It was a different one. They give me a hand job. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Like she said, get butt naked in the massage. I'm like, okay, he never did that before. Got butt naked. They started checking me off. It was weird.
That's sexual assault.
I felt like it was.
It is sexual assault.
That's sexual assault.
And they charged me $300.
$300?
I just know.
Yeah, I got finesse. So I was like, whoa.
I got to jack my own dick.
$300 for a handy?
That is real. I remember one night, me and my friend, we wanted to get massages. This was like a random thought. Like, we were just chilling at the house. We were like, oh, I wonder if it's like a... Because we've been to J.J.'s before, but we were just like, I wonder if it was like
a... Home girl.
It doesn't matter. One of my friends. Moving right along. we wanted to get massages. And we were calling around. And, like, a lot of the places kept... Even though they were listed as, like, that they were open later. They had late hours. Because it was probably, like, around 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So even though they were listed that they were open late, they kept telling us, like, no, like, they don't have any massages. Or, like, they would kind of, like... give us like these crazy dumb stupid prices. So I was like, yo, there's something up. Like start reading some of the reviews. So I'm like, no, this can't really be like massage places treating it like a brothel. No. So I called one of the spies. I acted like I was a dude and they were like, well,
what's your dude voice? Can we hear that real quick?
Oh my god.
How's the dude voice?
I was like, yo,
yeah,
what y'all got tonight? I'm trying to get a massage. Oh. And they literally were telling me like the lineup. They were like, well, we have three girls. One girl is this, one girl is that, one girl is this.
Like Rush Hour 2?
They were literally telling me like, well, they asked me like, what do you want? And then they were telling me prices. And it was like dumb, stupid, cheap. Like it was a reasonable price for a massage. And then they were just saying like what they're available, like how long they're available for, like stuff like that. But like a lot of these massage places in Atlanta really just be like,
yeah.
You're not really getting a massage.
Do they got the Asians or they got black girls?
She was telling me about different. They were telling me about like Spanish people. They were telling me about different people that weren't Asian.
Not like that.
They were telling me about different.
That's why I found me one raw spot. I took them the other day. That's my spot right now.
We just went to get massages.
We just went before we came here. My spot, raw. Fiji massage off of Shamley Tucker. Check them out.
Thai massage place.
No, it's straight Asians. It's $60 for an hour. $90 for an hour, 30 minutes.
He's picking up the whole fucking price.
The shit, no. I go there once a week.
Everything. He's like,
I go there once a week. Like, they roll.
I feel like if the massage too good, I'm fucking around farting, embarrassed.
No, they were. She could tell you I was snoring. I was knocked the fuck out.
Those are, well, I go
to sleep every time. They roll.
I got a chick that be giving me massages, full body massages. Yeah, 90, yeah.
How much you pay her?
90 an hour. She gets me together for
I do it for free. Hour. What's up?
So what she do? Is it like one of
she massage my whole body, yeah.
You can make it?
Every woman needs a massage for real. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can make it?
It feels bad.
Every massage I've ever gotten. If it was bad,
nigga, I would. Let's get on the table. Right now.
No. You can do that outside of this.
No, my massage spot doesn't offer. It's right around the corner for you? You still? Okay, yeah. It's right around the corner by the Walmart. It's in the Walmart Plaza.
Okay.
They wrong. I ain't gonna lie. They good.
Niggas is egregiously horny.
No, do shit. Real talk. It's called Fiji Massage. Yeah. They is amazing. They
are. So who in here has kids?
I do.
Okay. So just recently on social media, I don't know if y'all seen it, but Akbar and Alexis Guy have gotten into it. I don't know why, but they had a little situation that took place. And Akbar has some things to say about Alexis Sky's child.
That's wild.
Okay. And I have a child, and I don't even really want to even repeat what she said because she said that girl was
brain dead.
But for the media, for the media she purpose of my life, she said that your child is brain dead and your child is retarded because you was on that coke. So. Do you guys think that in an argument it's acceptable to bring children into an argument?
Hell no. Hell no. Don't you ever speak on nobody's kid. Like,
kids,
don't nobody understand. And I have a daughter. I have a 5-month-old daughter. Like, you don't ever speak on someone's child. Like, that's something, that's a different type of love. Like, especially when it comes to moms. Like, that is my baby. That's something about it. So somebody I gave birth to. And especially on social media, you saying that on live about my kid.
Like, that's what I was thinking about when I saw that shit. Like, why do people run? Why do these celebrities run to live?
Live,
yeah, man.
Because that's what gives them the most clout at the time.
But Akbar's clout has gone completely the other way. Because that's I've seen more people. I've seen more people saying, "Yo, I'm not fucking with Akbar after this shit." Like,
because the shit she do, everything that she gets into, it's just
disrespectful.
That hurted me to see her.
I feel like kids are like the super last resort. That is like the nuke. Like if somebody, because if you talk about somebody kids, you're apparently the next thing we're about to do is get physical.
Babies are so innocent. They're so innocent to the world. Like why?
Because she didn't ask to be like that.
She didn't want to be like that. You don't know what she's gonna.
That's not anyone's place. I don't think you should talk about somebody's children or talk about kids. Period. Because that's not your child.
It's not yours.
And that's not fair. And they didn't ask to be a part of the conversation, so I never feel like it's appropriate for you to ever involve kids. And it's the same thing with parenting. Like, I really don't agree with people talking about people's parenting skills. Because it's just like, you don't know what they have to go through, and you can never say anything unless you're in that person's shoes and their predicament. So I don't ever feel like it's anybody's business to talk about how somebody, like, chooses to parent, unless it's something where, like, obviously they're endangering their child, and you want to say something so that it doesn't escalate to something that could have been preventable. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't.
Akbar said that the reason why she said that about her child is because Alexis Scott stated, you don't even take care of your kid. You worried about the wrong thing. You need to be worried about your kids and taking care of your kids because you don't even have them.
She's just pitiful.
Is that true?
Through the grapevine, that's
what I heard what was from said. Watching her live, she was more like, she was like, we're moms, like we have kids to take care of. We don't need to be. She came off more like, oh, we don't need to be doing this social shit. Like we moms, we got kids, you know, boom, boom, boom. Akbar, she went. That wasn't too far.
Yeah,
that wasn't called for. Like that's a baby. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's her health.
That's not the first time she's done something like that.
No, it's not.
And then it's a baby.
But then Alexis Scott got super pissed and she was like, now you brain dead, bitch. Like,
nah, she said you're going to be brain dead.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that probably hurt her baby, to the like, core. Nah. Like, that hit you.
Don't talk about my kids.
In there. Like, that's my baby. Are you
not? I have my child and be ass. I'm sorry.
I mean, shoot, I was ready to
be. If you don't want me, I'm going to find my cousin, my auntie, my mom, my grandma. Somebody going to beat your ass.
I love my nieces and my nephews. I don't give a fuck.
And we already seen Akbar old fight videos. So it ain't like.
Clearly.
It ain't like.
There's no coming back for her for that one, though. Like, that's dead.
That just
you.
Really messed with
and
her
you
career.
And she didn't care. That's what kills. Jeez. That's what really kills people. Like, you did not care to say that about that baby. That baby wasn't fighting with you. That baby wasn't at that club tussling with you.
About food.
Arguing with you. That's
about
a damn
food.
Baby. What she doing? Like, that's,
Yeah, moral of the story is leave kids out of it because I have a daughter, so you somebody say anything, I'm a flip out. And I just experienced that for the first time. Like, no one said anything about my daughter to me, but my daughter came home one day and was like, mommy, this girl at school said I was nappy headed. So my daughter has really curly hair.
Okay. Right?
And so she was like, she said I was nappy headed. And I damn near done hit a U-turn down a fucking one way, just get back to school to find out who the fuck this little girl is. So
he's about to beat up a kid.
And Will.
And the mother.
And where your mom at?
Because why the fuck you even know how to call another little girl nappy headed?
Where'd you get that from?
Where you learn that from? Yeah.
What language
you learned that, man? Come here. Who taught you that?
B.
Where you from? No, I'm not gonna hit no kid though, but shit.
Being a mother,
they mama gonna have to see me though. It's a job. Your mama gonna have to see me.
And I definitely went up to that school like, excuse me, Miss. And then my daughter was like, my mom said next time they say that, to smack them in the face. I was like,
did you say that?
I did.
Kevin Hart.
She was like,
my mama told me to tell you.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
No, heaven.
She was like,
bitch.
Oh, you said that. I was like,
you long nipple bitch.
I did say that, Miss.
Long titty, no nipple, have an ass bitch. I told her to say one cuss word, not 27.
Okay. Oh, so I have another question. So when you men, let's talk to y'all.
Oh, shit. Sure.
When you guys have sex,
I'm having some Fanta.
Do you go until she comes, or when you come it's over?
It depends on how much I like it.
I try to eat the pussy until she comes.
Hold on. He just said that hold on. He said he wanted to eat the pussy until she comes. That don't count.
I try.
That don't count. That orgasm that she get from head don't count.
That don't count.
That's like the engine. You getting started. That thank you. You got the first one out the way. Let's go.
So you want to be stroked to death?
What you mean to death?
Stroke.
I feel like my question was, are you having sex to please? Basically, are you having sex to please yourself, or are you having sex to please her? Because
it depends on if I like her. Sometimes you just an available hole.
You just get that nut off and deal.
Yeah, like shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Niggas.
So fuck.
Yes, fuck her.
Feelings, something gotta be involved. So if I
fuck you with,
I was close.
I was
close and you was free.
Selfish.
Like sometimes.
Yes, niggas are selfish.
Selfish.
No.
I heard what you said, but what? Did you just
Yeah, you laughing say? So hard, I can't even hear what you
it was funny. I'm saying.
No, what you were saying was every woman don't deserve what? That's what you said.
To get it come because certain.
Why the fuck y'all deserve to get it come?
Because we should make ourselves
do
come.
You
what
suck,
do
you suck every nigga dick? Do every nigga deserve head?
No.
Okay, then. So that's the same thing.
Boom!
It's the same thing.
That is the same thing. You eat every girl pussy.
No, hell no.
Exactly. So what the fuck?
So every woman doesn't get the same treatment.
Okay, so what you trying to tell me is the only reason. No, hell no.
No, you just.
Hell no.
No,
hold on. Because that made absolutely no sense. Hold on, ladies. Hold on, because that didn't make sense.
So do you suck every nigga dick?
Hold on. You basically just said every woman doesn't deserve to come. Because every woman, you don't eat every woman out or whatever. But so what you're trying to say is that you deserve to come
always,
and that
always,
and that always.
I'm gonna make sure I come.
I can't say I came every time. I have a whole girl. I fuck. I'm not gonna have.
So when are you gonna stop having sex then? Because you having sex to what nut, right? Right.
Nah, sometimes the head be taking too long. You might say, you faking nut. Niggas have faked nuts before.
I'm talking about having sex. Like, you having sex, you having sex to come. You're not having sex just to, let's have sex. No, initially you're going to have sex until, and what makes sex over is when the nigga basically busts
a nut. It's a race, and I won. You got it. If I don't care about your nut, then I'm out of here. But if I do care, I was doing a whole bunch of shit before we started fucking to make sure that you got pleasured.
You know what it is? Some niggas don't know how to make girls come.
That's true. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Y'all don't know a girl's, you know. That
because all like, women are different. Y'all think coming is just unilateral for all women. Every woman's body is different. So what works for her is not going to work for you. Y'all don't want to get a real question then.
But that's
do
your
y'all
job
base
to
a person
out.
Off the first time you fuck?
Yeah. If, do you what?
Do you base a person off the first time they fuck?
If I fuck you and it's a wet dick,
if your dick is horrible, I'm never fucking you again.
So how you know? He don't know how to fuck you. Like he don't know what he don't know. He he don't know your body.
But you know how to get your nut off. But you know what I mean.
Yes, I know my body. I know. I know my body.
Okay, well, learn me.
The first time is the practice run.
No, you gotta.
You're not gonna tell a nigga shit.
So a nigga gotta hit home run off first base.
Leave a good impression.
That nigga got it. This first day in the league. Nigga, that first touchdown pass better be the first one.
Let me let y'all know something. You gotta understand that a woman, when she's having sex, if he do not make her, you know, come or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean that he has bad dick. Now, yeah. She will know if he has bad dick or not. Like, you not coming when y'all fucking doesn't mean that he has bad dick. But a girl knows if he has bad dick or not. So if she fuck him and she don't come, but she know the dick is bad, she going to be good on him. But if she fuck him and she don't come, but she fucked and she had good sex, and she like, right. Oh, he got good sex. Like, okay. It's just we got some time we got to put in, then that's different. And
so we can agree that just because the dick is good or the dick is bad. No, just because the dick is good don't mean the sex was good. It was bad.
Say it again.
Wait, what you mean?
I'm saying, so you said if you fuck a nigga, mm-hmm. if you fuck a nigga and you don't come. And you don't come, but you know the sex was good,
mm-hmm. then he's good.
Because he gets a call back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just because a nigga nut don't mean you got good pussy.
Duh. Cause y'all gonna nut off anything.
Niggas, anything. Y'all could do what y'all did.
It could be dry out, pussy, you know? But you still gonna come and then you're not gonna fuck with the bitch no more.
I
done fucked
a belly button before.
I cannot. Hold on. How the fuck do you? What the? How do you do that?
I was
going.
I am really.
I don't feel like sex with a woman. It gotta be the emotional attraction.
Like, I don't know if that's just the freaking you. Like, oh, I almost like a belly button. Nobody's belly button is.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if it's fucking that
or that wide,
is it though?
Somebody's belly
button
is that wide.
Bruh, you my new best friend, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, man. You know.
That's not even.
I don't even
really
want to
understand
that. That is
it.
Not even.
I done hit some hefty
bitches.
Let's try something new.
Okay, next question.
Let's try.
Because I can't. That was a lot.
I can't believe it.
She had a deep belly button.
Deep but wide.
She was a big girl?
Yeah, you know, she was
had big. To be, because oh I didn't know God, she had that belly.
That's fucking
That's
weird.
Funny,
that motherfucker was great, too. That motherfucker felt like a pussy.
How was it wet?
Cause she fat.
You know, belly, y'all don't know, but shit, I learned this shit when I was in middle school. Belly buttons are moist.
Ew.
Belly buttons are moist.
That's nice. Oh, belly my God, that is wow. Funny.
Can we just stop? Audi, so.
That yeah, is I don't really funny.
Got
a belly button.
You got an Audi?
It's like right there.
Oh, my God.
I got an Innie.
That nigga say funny.
Put your finger in there and smell it. When the last time you washed your belly button?
I try to always please a woman.
No, I do though. I take like Q-tips and I go around in it.
How often?
Lie. Not like every day. When I'm showering,
so
I clean my belly button.
About, so what about? Sorry,
cash is rolling.
I want to ask this question. So
I got an.
What if a nigga try to please you to so well, he always try to please you, but you fake your nut? Is that bad sex?
Hell yeah.
Well, I shouldn't have to fake my nut, but I feel like sex. It gotta be the emotional attraction too. Like, it's just not off of.
You gotta be body chemistry.
No, let's just be real. We done fucked the nigga before that we had no fucking feelings for, and he just
had
good
dick. But I wouldn't be able to come. Like, you know, like I gotta.
Yes,
really
you
be.
Would.
Women are fucking complicated. Niggas can.
If I'm fucking you, I know how to make myself come. I fucked a belly button.
I didn't know off a belly button. Yeah. She just told me you was fucking my belly button. I said, my bad.
What? When she, you know, when they that hefty, you just down there, you just fucking the crease. You don't know what's down there.
I was young.
I was fucking thigh. You just fucked the hell out of
it. I thought I was going in. She slashed my belly button. So
I did it on purpose.
Oh, you looked for the belly button?
That belly button shit got me like,
that belly button was like, I don't know.
Her belly button was just wide. I thought I was in there. She's like, you in my belly button.
Wow.
I said, oh, shit, it's sweaty.
Oh, so you did it on purpose. That's even worse.
No, I ain't doing
no,
purpose.
No, I know. You did it on accident. That's worse. It was accident. I did it on purpose. I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing.
So you the hell just fucking that. Belly buttons.
Niggas fucking belly buttons now.
That's weird. So that's different shit.
I feel like if everybody in here exposed their goddamn Pornhub searches, we'd all be surprised. So let's not just look at it like
you found the belly button on purpose. That's different. I didn't know that.
So you just sat there.
You said you was like, did you have a condom
what
or no
did you
condom?
Think about
nah, you get the belly button raw.
Wow. Nah, you get the belly button raw. the belly button wrong?
Better get out of here. Yeah. I ain't gonna catch shit.
What if you don't catch on the belly button? You can't get pregnant. Right? You'll come through the belly?
No homo. How many strokes did you give her belly button?
Oh, man, I was in that bitch like it was a pussy. That motherfucker.
I just don't want
to
understand that.
I can't even picture that. I can't. What kind of fat bitch you would fuck with? Yeah, I'm like not even getting that.
My shit ain't that deep.
Like, I have a gut and I just still can't get that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I'm about to put this dick in. We belly butt.
Like, I really just don't get that.
I'm definitely not lying.
She allowed
ever.
You to do that.
Oh, my
twice.
God.
Twice.
Wow,
what the fuck?
Twice.
That's some freak shit
so
there.
So what the fuck was
that? I mean, on most of the cases,
she was with me.
She enjoyed the... Was she moaning?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Okay, okay, hold on. Because you can moan and... You can moan.
But she
going
to moan when
a nigga
fucking your belly button?
So...
Y'all be moaning the way I suck dick. Hold on, first of all.
I was gonna say, like, you know, you people.
Oh my God, that's funny. That's funny.
You're not
that
really
can't
getting
even
pleasure
help
for real.
Like, anyway, do you have anything else? We're gonna stop talking about my belly button adventures.
That's funny.
I did. You just made me forget. It was right in. No. It was a finish question with the damn belly button. What you saying? You were saying.
Oh yeah, nothing in there.
It's not what
we
was talking about.
You said...
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember. Okay, how do y'all feel about... How do you guys feel about, like, say you with your partner, and y'all together, y'all about to go to sleep, or whatever, y'all laying in the bed watching TV, and she just start playing with herself, or the nigga just start jacking off, and you laying right there. Like, do you think that's disrespectful?
Why
like,
you don't want
you
me for
it? You could have poked it on me a little bit and we could goddamn start a little bit, but damn, you just doing it by yourself. You
was
don't
he watching something while he jacking off?
Like, he just...
Nah, he just started playing
saying,
with
what
himself.
If he just
why
was,
y'all
like,
just laying down?
Yeah, y'all laying down, y'all getting ready to go to bed, and he just whip his dick out and was like...
Just
I don't know.
Damn.
Would you be
no?
Would you?
No,
I would feel a little weird because, like, I would feel a little weird because, like, I'm right here. Like, what you doing? If I'm right here,
he needs to hop on this shit. If he pull his dick out,
no, I'm saying that. No, but he don't. He's not trying to like cue you in for anything. He's just playing with himself. Like,
he just wanted.
Does he know? Does he know you're awake?
Okay, maybe. What if he's doing?
Yeah. Y'all are casually
like wide awake. He just whipping his dick out.
Y'all are laying in bed chilling. Y'all are relaxing, and he casually just pulls out his dick and starts playing with it.
Yes.
He's not trying to cue you, so it's not like he's trying to rub his dick on you.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Come play with me.
Yeah,
like,
okay, he's doing it.
Like,
that's
okay.
That's
just
gonna
be
like really.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, how would you feel?
Gay.
How does that make
he's
you?
Gay.
How would that make
he's
you
gay.
Feel?
I'm
like a
sorry.
Feel like, damn, you don't
like. He's
gay.
Right here.
Okay.
If a nigga whip his dick out and start beating his meat, his girl is awake, alive. She's not asleep.
That's
you're gay. I'm sorry. That's
so
something.
What
different.
Do you? What's your?
Can my girl play with her pussy?
If
next to me, I'm eating.
Because it's different. Like, because it could be different reasons why a nigga just wanted to maybe he just wanted to jack his dick. Like, I know it's probably times to where we don't want to fuck. We probably just want some head, or we probably just want a little vibrator. Like, no, man, I don't want to fuck tonight.
Man.
Like, I just want
to
get a little.
Head. I wish
you
would
so
play
would
with
you
some
think?
Pussy next to me. While
if I'm laying in bed and she just start playing with her pussy. What like what happens when I try?
Wait,
when
you
I,
try to stop
how
him?
How about this? How about this?
You try to stop him.
Hold on.
That's important.
Yeah, of course. But
you stop him?
Let me ask you this though. Ooh. What would be a reason why a man will?
That nigga not interested. That's why.
That nigga's gay.
You gotta finish.
Yeah.
That nigga's
I don't
not
feel like
interested.
He wouldn't be interested.
Yeah.
Can't
be
in shit.
But now, if it's on some sexual shit, like, if he doing it on some, like, I ain't even trying to fuck you too, like, fuck with you on some shit like that, I'd be like, yeah, nigga. Get out.
Or he mad at you.
So, come
fuck
at
you, bitch.
I'm saying it could be different. Can it be like, why? Like,
what?
Can a man turn y'all down during sex?
Nah,
I've had that.
That's my
dick. I know, I've had
to go if I can't
head turned down. So, my ex was like, he was away for 2 weeks and. He came back and I'm like, 2 weeks, you've been gone for a minute, nigga. We about to
we'll have a nigga
turn
down,
you know?
Like having sex.
And we had sex like twice, and I don't think twice is enough after 2 weeks. Like, there's a whole lot of nut left in there, like, you know. So
supposedly.
I come home like 3-4 in the morning from work because I bottle service too. And I was like, babe, I'm about to come home and give you some bomb. And he's like, nah, he tired. I'm like, you what?
So he turned out the head.
He turned
so
out the head.
So what that mean?
What that mean?
It's the same
the
thing.
The nigga
what
was
I'm saying. Like. It's the same thing. Like
he was not fucking sleep. He said he tired. He watching TV and he's up. He normally be up.
Don't feel like being bothered.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real. That nigga beat his meat.
Why? You truth. Have a whole vagina.
But you weren't there.
You weren't there.
I'm coming home now to suck.
He probably gonna be this meat.
Yeah, it's over with.
It's over with.
Oh, that's my God. Weird. I hate those words. I hate those words.
It's over with meat.
No, my nigga tell me like, yeah, it's over with.
It's over with.
I'm like,
but so what, man? What's wrong with the? Because a woman will turn a nigga down quick too.
So, so you say a nigga can't turn down the pussy?
I'm gonna get pissed off.
I was mad. I'm like, you could leave.
So wait a minute. So what's the side effect of a when a nigga get mad and y'all turn this down?
I'm saying it with my nigga. I'm gonna get mad.
So you
at
turn
my
your
nigga,
nigga down.
But then think about the
have you ever turned your nigga down?
No, I will never turn my nigga down from pussy because it's his. So it's like, I can't just be like, no, you're not getting none tonight.
Definitely.
I feel like if you keep rejecting,
I ain't gonna lie. My girl would turn
me
down.
That beats me off because you was.
I beat my meat right next to her. Like,
2 weeks is
up.
A long time to not
want
to come
home. What I'm saying though, like, but if a nigga jack off, like, nigga probably could have nutted right before you called.
Yeah.
And in his mind's like, bro,
oh, it's over with.
I'm over with.
Yeah. Like, don't touch me.
Like, you got to at least give him 45 minutes.
I've experienced that before. Like, I came home like,
after
yeah,
he turned you down?
Dude, especially when you come home from work, a long day
off
the club.
But, like, off of 2 weeks of not seeing me, I'll offer you head and you turning it down.
That's nutty.
You weird.
2 weeks is a long time.
2 weeks is a long time.
No, the thing is, so does that mean he did it himself or that mean he was just fucking with another bitch?
Either or. It could be both.
Or he could have been really tired.
If I ain't fucked my girl in 2 weeks, baby, get your ass. Hell.
Right. You can't be.
I can't lie
can
about
be
that.
Tired?
Man, I'm
tired. Like, I'm like, you're not doing that.
No, because when niggas nut, the dick shaft be extra sensitive.
But the question is, you said he turned down my head.
Okay, I get it.
So that mean my head wasn't good.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
That's rude.
No,
I'm not saying.
I don't think so. I came home and made a big deal about it. He's like, I'm just fucking tired. That don't mean I'm cheating.
The head
I'm just
probably
tired.
Couldn't
like,
been
why
done.
Can't we just cuddle?
No, you want to suck dick.
How many times
demon?
Have your man asked you for head?
Why
though?
You just want to just
at
cuddle?
That time, how many times he asked you for head?
I mean, he always asks for, like, he don't ask for it. Like, I just be like, you know, and he let me. So, but it was weird that you just came back from Jamaica.
Because niggas don't never really turn out head.
That's what I felt. That like, I felt like
the head got to be fucked up or he cheat.
He just needed a shot.
It got to be either or.
Listen, I have a question. Are there some niggas that just don't like head, period?
Don't like what?
Like, nah. Just like, don't like head. Like, they just like, I don't want nobody to
say yeah,
like,
if your head is bad, I've heard guys say
if your head is bad, yes.
But like, what if they, yes. I'm talking about like niggas that never get, like, they don't,
yeah,
they
met,
see a girl,
I've
that
never
I,
heard
don't,
it.
I don't like
I
head.
Have,
it's
I've
possible.
It.
I've met
is
a nigga
it?
That don't, that,
like, I'm not gonna lie, I like head, but I rather the pussy.
I like,
but this was
I like everything
though.
About head. I like the motherfucking visual. I like the goddamn
yes. Yes.
No. This is the reason why he didn't like it though. He said he don't like head because he feel like it's degrading for women to suck dick.
Get that dick, bitch.
I like degrading bitches then, huh?
Hey, man, that's
like
funny, bro.
Suck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Feel
like so he feeling
suck
like
that cock.
Less of a woman.
Yeah, like,
that
he
dick.
Never, like,
do y'all feel less of a woman, like, less of a woman when y'all suck dick?
No.
No.
I enjoy it.
I'm fucking this shit.
Would you get
hello?
More mad if you find out your girl Hold on. Would you get mad if you find out that your girl sucked the nigga dick or if she gave him some pussy? Which one would make you more mad?
Suck the dick, because y'all don't like a motherfucker to suck the dick.
To suck a nigga dick, right.
You coming to kiss me?
If you suck a
nigga
dick.
Yesterday.
And I'm like, what's up, baby?
No.
And I kiss you
because you,
it's over with.
You can,
you cheating on me.
You
can, I mean, but if you,
if you fuck a dude, you can be, it can't even, it can be non-passionate and she not even looking at this nigga and she like,
you
right,
gotta kiss his dick every time you kiss the nigga.
I'm saying, but if you gonna eat me out after I just fuck this nigga, it's the same thing.
That is.
No, sucking dick is worse.
No, sucking dick is worse.
Sucking dick is worse.
Your breath can smell like his dick.
I but that is episode 65.
But then give a nigga still a picture.
God damn
of
it.
Girl fucking. It's over. Man, it's over.
Either way.
You know, you don't know. Shit. You just like the whole thing.
Can niggas really tell the difference?
What?
If
difference
you
what?
Fuck the nigga.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm be in my mind like, if I'm fucking you and I find out you fucked another nigga, was it dick bigger? No homo. I'm not gay.
No,
but it's
you
like,
can't.
It's certain
no.
things that you
flag.
That's what I was
saying. I'm not gay.
Yeah.
I'm not gay, but y'all it's going. It's a picture.
We gonna go to the review shit. Booth.
I'm speaking real shit, man. I'm speaking real shit. You gonna think about like,
no
man,
homo
did he fuck you better? Did he fuck you better?
How would you know?
Anyway, it's rap. Episode 65. Fast the Barber. Big Homie Bonnie.
Big Homie Bonnie. Tipsy. It's hell. Legs hurting and shit. What were you finna say?
Anyway. y'all ready? I'll tell the people bye.
Bye.
See y'all. They're gonna tell y'all they names and where to follow y'all at.
Okay. What, what's y'all Instagram so they can follow y'all?
I'm underscore Cynia Marie with 2-3 E's at the end.
Underscore Luz Maria Lopez.
Period. Big Homie Lex.
It's Big Lexi, which y'all already know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, episode 65, we're proud of you.
You call me JoJo and who else over here? You didn't say them.
You said Fast the Barber. I started
It's your boy, Fast the Barber. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Christian Mingle, OnlyFans, I Eat Food, everything else, yeah.
And Big Homie JoJo. Fuck whoever here, too. We out.